Hello, my name is Neil Hudson, and in this screencast, I'm going to show you how you can send emails from your existing website and send those in two basic ways. The first is just in a simple form, so you're sending text-based emails in the body. The second is how you can send template-driven emails, where you have more customization. You're probably using HTML as the rendering format, for those templates. So to do this, the first thing you need to do is download the template-driven email web application toolkit from the MSDN code gallery. So once you've downloaded that onto your PC, run the executable, accept the licensing terms, and what they'll install is two things. First of all, the documentation, and secondly, all the sample code to get you going. So from a documentation perspective, this is split into four key areas: an overview of what you should expect from this sample, how to get started, what are the prerequisites, what needs to be installed on the machine to get this going, and how to run the sample, how you actually explore the code and understand how you can customize it to your own taste and own design, and finally, what are the next steps? Where can you give me links to particularly other places which allows me to dive deeper and probably customize to some of the things which we don't have in this particular sample. So this is the documentation. I'm not going to walk through this. What I'm going to do is walk through the code. So what I previously did is install Visual Web Developer 2008, the Express Edition, onto this machine. You can install that from MSDN. Also, you can use the what was called the Web Platform Installer to install it for you, which I did in this case. In both options, it's a free download. So once you've actually installed it on your machine, open the tool and actually open the project which I've just installed. So when I open the project, you'll notice there are two options. I can use C Sharp as my language, I can use VB as my language. In this case, let's use C Sharp, and with inside the project files, let's open everything. So when I open everything, you'll notice that there are basically three projects. There is template-driven email, and this is providing you with a set of functions that you probably need to send the email. There is also a template-driven email sample, and this actually runs through and actually calls these reference objects which we've created for you. And finally, there is a application which actually tests transformations to make sure they're working for your particular application. So let's first go into this sample. So with no code changes at all, simply hit F5 and run the application. So when you run the application, you get a very simple dialog with who you want to send the email to, what the subject is. This is it. And then you have two basic options. You can send plain text as your email body, or you can send template-driven as your body. And we have two examples, both simple and advanced. So first of all, let's just do the plain text style. Hit send. What that's done is then generated a email file which has been placed to a file location, which would then typically be taken by your mail server and obviously sent to the correct recipient. If we actually look at this file, you'll see that it's pretty simple, but this might be exactly what you need. So as you see, we've got who we're sending it to, we have a subject, and then we have some basic text. The second option is obviously a little bit more complex. This is when you want to add more formatting. You want to probably use HTML as your rendering format. When we hit send in this case, we actually look at the email file that's actually been sent. As we can see, it's a little bit different. We have HTML as our style. You'll notice that we have different fonts and titles, and we also have some data injected with inside that template. And we'll go into that in a little second. And then finally, we have the template-driven advanced example. Again, if I hit send here and actually view that file, clearly this is what we should expect from a website. Yeah, there's obviously a nice set of formatting. There's details about the customer, information about the order. Also, there's some color formatting. And finally, details about what I ordered from the site. So, again, this is a very nice representation using HTML as the rendering format. So how does all this work? So if I close down this sample, if I go into this sample, there is a one HTML page called the default HTML.aspx. If I look at the code behind this, basically there is a switch statement which checks, you know, what option I took, and either sends simple email, simple template-driven email, or advanced template-driven email. So how does it do that? Well, if it's simple, plain text, what I'm doing is calling this helper function that we've written for you. We're calling the send method. We are passing in, obviously, where we want to send it to, what's the subject, and then some text. So that's pretty simple. That might be all that you need. So in that case, we have a great example for you. The second example is obviously template-driven. In this case, we have a template. I'll show you that in a second. What we're then doing is, in memory, we're generating an XML file or XML structure we're replacing in a element called username, and we're passing in the values John Smith to that. What we're then doing is combining, when we actually hit the send, obviously the recipient, the subject, but in this case we're passing in a path to the template and the data parameters that we've just created, i.e. username John Smith. So how does all this work? Well, if we actually look at the template itself, as you see, it's in AppData email templates. And let's open this guy up. And this is the XSL transform. So as you notice, the main body of this is pure HTML. And you could use a HTML editor to create this. And then we're top and tailing it with XSL formatting. So as you see in the body, there is, you know, little detail apart from an XSL verb down here to actually select from properties this element we created called username. So in that case, what it's going to do here is place John Smith into this aspect of the transformation. It will actually transform that and obviously then send that as an email. The final one is the advanced version of this. So, in advanced, we're basically using a different template called advanced template. We'll see this in a second. But then as the for the XML object we're creating in memory, we're actually calling a function called generate XML data. So we go down to that. As you can see, we are building a more complex structure now. So again, we're still using properties. We're adding a date. We're adding some customer details. We're adding some details around order and selecting it as being fast. And then we're creating an element called items, which has three items within that. So far more complex. And what that's getting done is that is getting combined with this advanced template. So we look at this advanced template. Again, you know, you should use HTML as the base for generating that. And then obviously combine that with the XSL style sheet formatting. We're using more of the verbs from XSL in this case, but as you can see, we are simply pulling information from that XML structure, in this case date, customer name, street, city. What we're also doing here is, a little bit further down here, when we're doing delivery type, we're actually checking the value, and if the delivery type is fast, we're setting the color of the text to be green. Else, if it's not, we're setting the text to the color to be blue. So XSL is, you know, a pretty powerful language for actually converting information and rendering in the correct format. So as you can see, then finally at the very bottom here, we're creating a table structure, and we're simply doing a for each and going around and finding for every item in the item structure, we're displaying that with inside the table itself. And then we're done. So this is the template, obviously a lot more complex, but very quickly you could get to understand XSL and how that can be transformed using XML into the right format you want in your emails. So the final piece is the actual template-driven test application. So let's actually run this. And in this case, what this is doing is allowing you to test the XML with the XSL transformation file and seeing how that may look inside your application. So I actually need to basically open up an XML and XSL file. So let's go to our template-driven email. Let's go to our code. Let's take the C# route and let's go to the transformation test. And there is some sample data. So let's open this item bid file. And then let's open an XSL T that corresponds with that, and let's hit convert. So what this is doing now is giving me four panes. The first is the XML input. So this is the standard XML input with the properties, obviously username, auction, and amount. The transformation, you know, how we're going to convert that, and the output method. Then the actual transformation results. This is actually the tags that got generated when the transformation happens. You can actually look at the HTML to see that looks like it's correct. And then finally, what's the result? So this is a great little tool that you can use to actually test your files, your XML data with the XSL transformation to make sure it's going to look right when it actually goes into your application to generate that email. So hopefully you've seen that with this template-driven email web application toolkit, it's pretty easy to send, you know, simple emails, but also how to wire up, you know, template-driven emails which you can customize and really build a compelling experience for your consumers. So thank you very much.